Local police, Border Patrol, DEA nab Sinaloa cartel operative in Seattle raid. 100K fentanyl pills, 34 guns seized. By Randy Clark on November 9, 2025. Federal agents and local police struck a significant blow against cartel-driven drug and gun trafficking in the Pacific Northwest late last month, arresting a Mexican national tied to the Sinaloa cartel. The team seized more than 100,000 fentanyl pills, 25 kilos of fentanyl powder, and 34 firearms in a sweeping multi-agency raid led by the DEA and Seattle police, with tactical support from Border Patrol's elite BORDIC unit. Border Patrol agents assisted in the execution of a search warrant tied to a law enforcement operation led by the Drug Enforcement Administration and the Seattle Police Department that resulted in the arrest of a Sinaloa cartel member and the seizure of 25 kilos of fentanyl and 90,000 fentanyl tablets. Authorities arrested 9 others in the late October law enforcement operation. The operation took place on October 28 and led to 10 arrests that are related to 3 significant and interrelated drug and gun trafficking conspiracies, according to the United States Attorney's Office for the Western District of Washington. The operation resulting in the seizure of fentanyl, more than 24 firearms, and those suspected of coordinating the trafficking of fentanyl, methamphetamine, cocaine, heroin, and weapons was the culmination of a year-long investigation by law enforcement officers in the Seattle area. Sinaloa cartel associate arrested. In a major multi-agency operation, USBP assisted DEA execute a warrant at multiple homes tied to large-scale narcotics and firearms trafficking organization operating in the Seattle area. One target, a Mexican national linked to the ruthless. pic.twitter.com/u9pphvlv. Chief Michael W. Banks, at USBPCHIF, November 8, 2025. Those arrested during the operation include one unidentified suspect directly connected to the Sinaloa cartel, according to United States Border Patrol Chief Michael W. Banks, who posted about his agency's role in the late October operation. In a Saturday post on X, Banks writes, "One target, a Mexican national linked to the ruthless Sinaloa cartel, is now in custody along with 9 others. Multiple firearms seized, approximately 100,000 fentanyl pills and 34 kilograms of fentanyl powder, and other narcotics were also seized in this operation. All suspects are now in custody facing federal charges for conspiracy to distribute firearms and narcotics." The Border Patrol's BORDIC Tactical Unit assisted other law enforcement agency SWAT teams in executing arrest and search warrants related to the investigation. In a statement issued at the conclusion of the operation, U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Washington Charles Neil Floyd commented on the arrests and seizure of narcotics and weapons, saying, "These defendants were trafficking fentanyl, cocaine, methamphetamine, and heroin on the streets of Western Washington. These drugs take a heavy toll on our community." Specifically, on the issue of the weapons seizures, Floyd added, "Worse yet, this group trafficked in dozens of firearms, some of them high-powered assault-style weapons. Yesterday alone, law enforcement seized 34 firearms. Search warrants were served at 12 different locations, including a largely undeveloped stash property linked to one suspect in Centralia, Washington. The house contained 25 kilos of suspected fentanyl powder, more than 90,000 fentanyl pills, and 24 firearms." DEA Seattle and our partners disrupted a Sinaloa cartel-connected drug distribution ring that used semi-trucks to transport huge loads. The investigation included the seizure of 6.9 million lethal doses of fentanyl. At one use at iSeattle at dpic.twitter.com/trd8cclxljl. DEA Seattle, at the Seattle Div, August 25, 2025. In August, DEA Seattle announced another action targeting Sinaloa cartel operations in Washington. Law enforcement teams disrupted a drug distribution ring using semi-trucks to transport massive loads of drugs. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, at Randy Clark.